Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass in Atlanta, Georgia. Joining me today is Lee Cantor, our executive producer. Good morning, Lee.
Executive producer. I got promoted.
You're promoted since.
Nice. Thanks. I was just the producer for all these years, and now I'm executive
producer. Executive producer, because you have an assistant producer. You know that,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I do now.
Okay. All right. Good morning to our listeners. We're glad that you've joined us. Today, we have three guests in the studio with us. Joining us today from Northlake Gardens is Janine Blackman. Janine is the Resident Service Director of Northlake Gardens, and also is Rebecca Palmer, the Marketing Director of Northlake Gardens. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was good harmony.
It was good harmony. Our second guest is from the Benton House in Johns Creek, Georgia, Don Coons. Don is the Community Relations Director there. But first, we're going to begin with Janine and Rebecca. How are you all today, ladies?
We're doing pretty good.
Good.
Doing well.
Good. Well, let's begin. I'm going to begin with Rebecca. And very quickly and very easily, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you grew up, how did you get to Atlanta, and how did you get to Northlake?
Okay. I grew up in New England. I've lived in Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Went to Keene State College and studied communications and business. And right after college, me and a friend decided that it was a little too chilly up there, so we moved on down to Atlanta.
I tell you, I love that part of the country. It's beautiful.
It's a little chilly in the winter.
For a winter boy, that's okay.
So once I got down here, I started working at Piedmont Hospital. Then I went into sales and marketing for a few different companies that were not in the healthcare, not in the healthcare categories. And then finally, I decided I wanted to be in assisted living just because I love working with the elderly.
Great, great. Well, let's flip over to Janine. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born and raised originally from Detroit, Michigan. Yes.
It's okay. My family's from
there, too.
My wife's from there, so that's okay.
Okay. It started out when I was in high school, Northwestern High School. They had a program because I was in the Medical Careers Club, and we had a summer job at Children's Hospital, so I got a chance to work in the inpatient pharmacy there, paid for by the Detroit Public School System. After that, when I graduated from high school, I ended up becoming a restaurant general manager at the age of 19. So I was always in the people person business ever since I was young. And from there, I stayed in restaurant management over 26, 28 years. I ended up moving here in 1999, getting a job here in restaurant. Worked for a restaurant for about 4 years and then went into hotel management for 1 year. Got bought out. And that's how I ended up in nursing. Went to a technical college here in Marietta, became an LPN, still in the people person business, love it, and that's how I ended up coming to Northlake Gardens.
That's interesting. Why don't we develop that a little bit? Why don't you tell us what you do at Northlake Gardens and tell us your experience there?
I am the resident service director, or what others term as the wellness nurse, the main nurse at the building. I'm responsible for all of the residents in the building, their medications, setting up schedules for their care, and anything that they need through staff. With that, I have a ball with those residents because I get to individually learn each and every resident, all of their little quirks and twerks, what makes them tick. They are not do not fit in the category. So as I learn them, I know them for 10 years, even though I've only known them for one. That is the type of relationship that I have with them. I am the go-between between them and their family members, between them and their doctor.
So who's the pickier eater?
I can't say the names.
No, at a restaurant or at the assisted living?
The pickier eater is at the restaurant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty easygoing people at the where you're working?
Because we allow, they have autonomy. They tell us what they like.
Uh-huh.
So they can also get meals or dishes that aren't even on the meal plan for that day.
So you can, they can say, you know what, I don't want mushrooms on this or no
yes,
onions.
Yes, I don't want gravy. We don't like cheese. I'm allergic to cheese.
Wow. So it's
yes.
customized for each individual?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's
it's
good.
It's based off of an individual basis.
So at, when you worked in the restaurants, they were more demanding, the customer there?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So these guys are easy breezy.
Yes, to me they are. I guess I say that because I've been in people business for
right.
so long.
So you can manage that.
So it's second nature to me.
Right.
Rebecca, why don't you tell us what your function responsibility is? And develop that for us.
Okay. I am the marketing director, and it's my job to kind of get the word out there about North Lake Gardens. We're kind of tucked away down Montreal Road, so we're not on any main street, so no one can really see that we're there. So my job is to get the word out.
Now, that's in Tucker, is that correct?
That is in Tucker, 1300 Montreal Road. We are right by the new Emory Orthopedic and Spine Hospital. So basically, I set up different events in the community. Last week, we did bingo. So we invited different seniors from the community to come and play bingo. We talk a little bit about the community before we start the game. And we just get people involved in the events that we do so that later on in life, if they need assisted living, they'll be like, oh, North Lake Gardens, we heard about them. Let's
so the
take
events,
a look.
The events that you're speaking of, you were inviting outside guests,
right, outside
of the residents.
Is it
right.
both outside residents and current residents, or it's only outside?
We do invite our current residents, but the event is mainly for others outside of our community.
Right. Where do you find the seniors?
Let's see. I found some at churches.
So you reach out to the
right
the,
churches,
the churches,
community centers, senior centers, Waffle House.
So you hang out at the Waffle House?
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
Hey, we got bingo next week. Here's a card.
Right, right. I do. I send invitations to those who have heard about us from different websites that have maybe visited in the past.
Right.
It's really, I mean, there are elderly people everywhere. There are also people that may be looking for a loved one everywhere. So it's not specific to a doctor's office
right.
or a senior center. There are people everywhere that may need our services.
Do you ever
point.
Talk to like the family member ahead of the senior?
Mm-hmm.
Do you spend some marketing time?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. We have a lunch and learn coming up in June. We don't have the exact date yet, but it's going to be for family members of Alzheimer's patients uh-huh. to come to our community and learn from a doctor about how to care for your loved one that has
what's
Alzheimer's.
What's a misconception that a family member who obviously they're not in the medical profession or anything, mm-hmm. they don't have any idea of what's going on. What are some of the kind of, not I don't want to say dumb questions, but the kind of the questions that they just aren't, they don't know what they don't know kind of thing that you have to deal with?
I can answer that. One of the misconceptions for family members seeking a place for their family member, especially if they have to go to our Alzheimer's unit, which is right. called the Bridge to Rediscovery, it is a secure, locked unit. Their assumption is once they're back there in the locked unit, they will not be able to come out.
Now, you're speaking of the
our
memory,
Alzheimer's,
the memory
our
care.
Memory care unit, okay. and that's not so. So I help out with the tours, and I'll take them back there, and they'll see an actual activities calendar up, see the residents participating in activities. It's a Montessori-based program where residents are encouraged to participate in self-care. They do social, crafts, sensory enhancement, and outdoor activities. And so where they're still somewhat independent with our assistance, and that actually does take place. The other misconception is that when they're in the Bridge to Rediscovery, they're just sitting there asleep, nothing's going on, and just zonked out. And that's not true. There's a lot of activity going back there, even with each other as residents.
Right. So that I would imagine the family member is fearful They don't understand. They feel like maybe there was a sense of responsibility. They should be doing more, but they can't do more because they just don't know.
That form of guilt that they have.
Right. So
and
how do you
I
help
sense
them with
that in conversation.
Right.
I actually sense that in conversation. We had one tour yesterday, and she just broke out in tears. I just put my hand around her. I said, this is what we do.
Right.
We've seen it all. We're used to it. Our employees have been there over 9 years. I am not the only nurse in the building. Mm-hmm. In a lot of assisted livings, you only have one nurse. I have three other nurses, so well, there's always a nurse there.
And let's develop this. My experience in dealing with the elderly, and especially in very crises types of situation, it's their first time. They've never walked this path before. Obviously, it is unique for them, but for you and for I, we see this constantly. And so I think it's very important that we can reassure them, look, I understand. You know, I understand how you feel. Rest assured that though your situation to you is special, it's not, we know how to deal with this. And you have to assure them that for you, for I, for the people who are helping and serving them, that you've been around the pike a few times, so
yes.
to speak.
Now,
yes.
when you're dealing with a new family that is maybe considering placing their loved one in a memory care situation, what are some of the, like, they obviously are going from a place that isn't your memory care place, so maybe they were at their home. What's some of the dangers of being at their home in this condition that maybe the parent doesn't realize?
Falls. Medication management, mm-hmm. Nutrition. They thought they ate 10 minutes ago and haven't eaten. They forgot they've taken their, especially hypertensive medications.
Right.
For the self-management of medication, that is very dangerous. What we see in this room, they don't see. It's too much. It's too busy.
Uh-huh.
So they can be walking up the street with a nightgown on and don't even realize it. They go back to being a child. They have to go catch that school bus, or they got to hurry up and get somewhere because mom is on their way and they'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
They walk out in the street, they're oblivious to what's going on around them because they're so focused on what they have to do at that
right.
time. It may last 10 minutes, it may last an hour. It may have been undiagnosed, especially if they're by themselves in their home, and go on for a long time. They may have had several falls, several old injuries that hadn't even been taken care of.
And that, so a lot of times I would imagine that when a person moves into your facility, they might improve because now they're getting their medication at the right times and they're in a safe environment where you're not going to let them fall down and things like that, or you'll be on top of it a lot more.
Exactly. Watchful oversight.
Right.
Yeah. Rebecca, if I were... a prospective candidate,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, what would you say to me as to why I should be considering North Lake Gardens?
Probably, I would say a lot of people have the misconception of when they're looking for their loved ones that assisted living is kind of like one of those old nursing homes or the old nursing institutions where their grandmother or parent is just going to sit in a wheelchair unattended
institutionalized.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And a lot of people still think that that's the way things are, and it's really not. North Lake Gardens is very homey. Residents have the freedom and independence to, to do the things that they want to do still.
Okay.
Yes, we assist them with those things, but they're able to, we go on outings, so they're able to do their shopping still. We do exercises every day, so they're able to get their exercise in. They're able to go to museums when we have museum outings. They're able to participate in resident council where they have the option to discuss things that they think need to be changed or things that need to be different within the community. So they still have a lot of independence and freedom at North Lake.
Good. Janine, always try to ask this, and I don't know how else to ask it, but a warm and fuzzy story about an experience come to mind that you could relate to our listeners?
I have several of them.
Well, let's pick one.
Okay, one resident. When she talks, none of the words really make sense. But what does not change is the tone of voice. So whether it's to say, pick that up off the floor, but those aren't the words, the tone, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having a conversation around her, let's say if the staff is having a conversation, maybe behind her, and she becomes agitated, and I walk back there, I say, guys, you need to include her in the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I will tell the son some of the things that she's experienced or the things that she's done, and he will tell me she hasn't done that for years.
Yeah.
So we love that.
Yeah.
And if she's agitated, I can talk to her. It's not always popping that PRN. That's one thing that we tell anybody that tours or the family members that are there, their stressors are not always taken care of with medication.
Yeah.
That's the very last thing. Most times don't have to do it. We find out what their stressor is through talking to them. We take care of it, mm-hmm. where they can see us taking care of it. That builds trust with us, takes away the stressor. They're good to go.
That's good. That's good. For our listeners that might be looking for a facility, an assisted living facility, what piece of advice might you give them?
It is a work in process. You have to pack your patience. You have to be on a pivot foot. You work on what you can. It's not always what you plan, because that means that we always want to have total control. And then if it doesn't work that way, we get frustrated, or we get what you call caregiver burnout as far as family members. You have to take your time, be on that pivot foot, and then watch for changes. As changes goes on with that loved one, you have to be ready to change with them.
That's great. That's great. Rebecca, can you give our listeners the contact information?
Sure. Northlake Gardens is located at 1300 Montreal Road in Tucker, Georgia. And our phone number is 770-934-0034. And we will be having an open house this Sunday. It's from 11 to 3. There's going to be entertainment and food, and we'll be giving tours of the community.
That's great.
Is there a website?
There is. It's www.northlakegardens.com.
Well, that's great information. We thank both of you for being our guests.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're welcome.
Also today in the studio is Don Coons. Don is the community relations director for a new assisted living facility called Benton House, located in Johns Creek. Good morning. How are you, Don?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Interesting concept here, a new facility, so we're going to develop that. But before we get there, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I was actually born and raised in Buffalo, New York. Interestingly enough, I was raised by my elderly grandparents, in particular my grandmother and my dad, and so I had a real fondness for seniors. I just spent a lot of time with my grandmother. My grandmother was actually, she was my best friend, mm-hmm. and just loved seniors from spending time with her. I actually moved to Atlanta in 1986 and initially began college to seek a nursing degree. And while doing that, I worked in skilled nursing as well as working for a doctor's office that treated a lot of geriatric patients.
Mm-hmm.
In the interim, my grandmother got ill, and so I moved her to Atlanta to be with me and to take care of her. And so I had to kind of find another career path, and so I actually got a real estate license and worked in real estate for 15 years and went back and actually got a certification or accreditation to actually mm-hmm. teach the real estate classes. And then when real estate started to go downhill several years ago, I went back into the senior care industry, went to work for a company where we place seniors in different communities, and loved Benton House. And so I always knew I wanted to go to work for Principal Senior Living Group. And when I saw them building our community, I just knew it was going to be the right fit.
That's an interesting story. 2 points there. First of all, the way you came to love the senior population is a very common thread. It's almost as if most people in the industry kind of fall into it. It's not something that they set out from an early age to do. there are those exceptions, but typically not.
But I think, don't you find that the people in the industry had a positive experience with seniors when they're young?
Right. Some experience has led
them to that was meaningful. Yeah. And then is that what you find, Dawn?
It is. And it's funny when I have a family that comes in and they say, oh, my mom wandered away from home and the police called me because she was a mile and a half from home. I can relate because I've been there. So.
That's interesting. One other piece of information is, as you said, a new community in Johns Creek, and not related, but I certainly, Lee knows how I feel about those who serve our community. Your husband is a fire chief of Johns Creek. Is that true?
My husband's a training fire chief in Johns Creek.
Well,
yes.
We want to thank him for everything he does. Thank you very much. Back to the Benton House. Tell us a little bit about, as you see it, as it's moving towards opening its doors, tell us about why you believe that it's well-placed and well-served for the community.
The nice thing about the Benton House is, even though we're in Johns Creek, which is a very prestigious area, our owners are very much in tune with the cost of senior care. Mm-hmm. And the need for quality senior care in the area. So we have a very affordable assisted living community with memory care. And the nice thing about our community that I think we offer is that we're all on one level. Mm-hmm. So it's a situation where someone that moves in with us is not going to be confused. We don't have elevators. The design of the community is one that makes it really easy for the resident to navigate it. All of the activities, the dining, is all centrally located. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice community for them.
Tell me if you can, as with our previous guest, both of you have what I call memory care units, Alzheimer's units. Can you differentiate between the memory care side or community versus the normal? What are the differences and why are those differences?
Well, certainly when you have a resident who may be in the very early stages of dementia or Alzheimer's, they may not yet be in the memory care mm-hmm. unit. When they typically transition into that area is if maybe they might be at a danger for wandering, mm-hmm. maybe they've had an elevated need for care, maybe they might become agitated, or they may be sundowning. And sundowning is a common condition that we see with Alzheimer's or dementia, where they're agitated and have difficulty sleeping at night.
Do you, is it without, and I know you're not the clinician, is there a clinical reason for the sundowning syndrome, as you spoke of?
From what I've understood.
If I put you on the spot,
no,
forgive me.
No, I've actually read quite a bit about it, and I don't know that there's a clinical reason for mm-hmm. it. I was reading a book not terribly long ago, and I think it relates a lot to they're basically tired at that point mm-hmm. of the day and having difficulty sleeping, and it makes them agitated. Yeah. A lot of them have their days and evenings confused. And so those are things that we work with and try to help that.
Great. Why don't we, again, just pretend I'm a prospect. I'm out looking for a facility for my mother. What is it that you'd want to say to me to have me come and visit the Benton House?
Well, with the Benton House, it's not really hard to promote a community that you believe in. And I truly do believe that we provide the best care mm-hmm. around. We do not set out to just simply provide a safe haven. We set out to better the life of that resident. We mm-hmm. want to improve their quality of life. We want to have them activities that they're going to be engaged in. Our restaurants are served restaurant style. We want to foster their independence, and we want them to have lots of choices and to be happy.
I'm going to give you the opportunity here. I'm coming from my home that I have been, I have lived in for 30, 40 years. My children grew up there. My wife and I, it's our place. How is it that leaving that and coming to your facility is going to improve my quality of life?
It's going to greatly improve your quality of life if you're in that house in particular living alone, because there's a lot of dangers as far as a senior living alone. Not only the dangers in eating alone, but that isolation of being alone. So they're going to come in, somebody's going to be there for them 24 hours a day. We're going to promote that independence, but they're also going to be able to make friends and have activities and an active life again.
That's great. My experience has been with assisted livings, senior residents, independent residences, that typically a new resident certainly meets all the criteria to be there. Typically, they have some independence, and they're still self-supporting at a high level. Over a period of time, that changes. How does the Benson House accommodate a long-term resident as they age and they start losing the capacity to take care of the activities of daily living, as I want to say?
Initially, we are going to have residents that will come in that are completely independent. Some are still doing volunteer work outside the community. What we want our residents to do is to basically come in with us and age in place as long as possible. Now, at a point, sometimes that is not possible, but what we can do, we can provide quite a bit of care with our activities of daily living. I'm sorry.
It's all right. That's quite all right. I haven't called you Jill yet, so you're okay.
Okay, good. And we want to keep them with us as long as possible. We can bring in different options such as home health, hospice, and different organizations to help us as well if it turns out that that resident does need more care.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a special event coming up for the Benton House Factors too, but I'll let you speak to one or the other or both. So why don't you tell us about that?
One thing that we're having this weekend on Saturday from 11 to 1 is a grand opening event for residents, prospective residents, and families. It's a big picnic. It's opening day, and we're structuring it as opening day at the ballpark. We are having Daryl Chaney, who was a World Series champion. He used to be called Big Red when he played for the Cincinnati Reds, and then he became a Braves player. He's coming to kick off grand opening day for the residents. We thought they'd really like to have a legend from their era with us.
Give us times and location.
Okay. Time is from 11 to 1. We'll be having a big picnic, so come hungry. And the address for our community is 5050 Kimball Bridge Road, Johns Creek, 30005. Our community number is 770-754-5446. You can also visit us on the website at www.bentonhouse.com.
That's great. Tell us if you can, if I have a mother who is particular about her cooking and the food that she eats. She obviously very, very particular and wants to do it her way. How can you as a facility accommodate such a position?
That's the nice thing. We actually hired an executive chef, and he is a phenomenal chef. Our residents order restaurant style, so they've got several choices. We have a menu of 13 items that are always available that are resident favorites. And if there's something that's not on that they really like in particular, we'll do our best to have it for that resident.
Let's develop that. Obviously, there is a central restaurant cafeteria, as you just described. Do any of the units have a kitchen-type cooking facility where they can accommodate the individual in the apartment, or how is it structured?
We actually, each of our apartments do have a small kitchenette. Mm-hmm. They do not have a stove, but we do have what we call a resident kitchen, which is a state-of-the-art kitchen where they've got an oven, microwave, big table. They can have families come and cook, and we'll also do cooking classes and stuff there.
I suspect that due to safety, fire regulations, the stove is probably a no-no.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So can you share a little bit about how families come and cook together or kind of have a meal together?
We have a family that's moving in right now, and they have a lasagna recipe that's been in their family for ages, and their main quandary was how are they going to have this family dinner. And so they're able to come in and use our country kitchen and fix dinner for their family, and then we actually have a private dining room where the family can enjoy it with mom.
Wow. And how many people would that family dining room house?
You could probably house 10 to 12 people in it easily. Wow. And they can also come in and order off the menu as well.
Could they have like a holiday meal there?
Absolutely. We encourage it.
Cool.
Great. Great. For those that might be starting this process, Don, what piece of advice might you give them as they begin to look at alternative venues for their loved one?
I think the piece of advice that I would share is that parenting a parent is never easy. It's just not natural. So cut yourself some slack and know that you are doing your absolute best by that family. And just the concern that you're putting into it, you've got to give yourself some credit and take every day, day by day. And most importantly, value each and every single day you have with that loved one.
That's fantastic. I can't improve on that. And I will support you in that what might be right for one family is not right for the other family. And you cannot judge yourself based upon what other people have done. That's great. That's great. Once again, for the listeners, if they'd like to attend the open house or get in contact with you, give them the information.
Again, it's Saturday from 11 to 1. We are located at the corner of Kimball Bridge and Jones Bridge on Kimball Bridge at 5050 Kimball Bridge Road, Johns Creek, Georgia, 30005. Our phone number is 770-754-5446.
And do they have to RSVP or can they just show up?
They can just show up. It's a picnic.
Wow.
Great. You'll be there, right?
You know it. Kind of. Free food.
I'll hold you a burger.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. We thank Rebecca and Janine for being here from North Lake Gardens. We thank Don for joining us today. We look forward to visiting with you all again in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for today. We certainly, once again, thank our guests and thank our listeners for tuning in. We want to remind our listeners that if they wish to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show, they can do so at eugeriaradio.com. And in closing, as always, if the youth of our nation is its greatest national resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.